Christians will not easily be swallowed by the devil.
热心可以克服很多困难。
Spiritual fervor helps us overcome many obstacles.
热心是最好的见证。
Spiritual fervor is the best testimony.
我们谈到我们的周围都是热心的。
And we are surrounded by those who are fervent.
所以我们应当要热心啊。
So we must be fervent too.
那到底是什么原因让我们没有办法热心？
What are the reasons why we are not fervent?
我们就利用现在这个时间把它找出来。
So let us find the causes right now.
在我们日常生活当中，
In our daily lives,
我们常常因为信主已久啊。
Because we may have been long-time believers,
我们的信心， 我们的爱心， 就渐渐地冷淡了。
We may gradually backslide in our faith and in our love.
到底什么原因让我们不热心呢？
What causes that such backsliding?
第一个原因就是啊， 没有真正的重生啊。
The first reason is that we have not been truly born again.
未曾重生， 就是未曾得着 神在基督里面所给属神的人的生命。
Not having been born again means not having received the spiritual life from God through Jesus Christ.
也是耶稣基督所要给人得着的生命。
This life is the life that Jesus Christ wants to give us.
有人说，哎，我已经受洗了。
Some people may say, I have been baptized.
我已经得圣灵了。
I have received the Holy Spirit.
我怎么没有真正重生呢？
How can you say I'm not born again?
按圣经来说啊，
According to the Bible,
这样的人是死在过犯当中啊。
People, we have been dead in sin.
他们跟神的生命是没有是无份的。
And our lives used to be cut off from the life of God.
为什么这么说呢？
Why does the Bible say so?
死人没有生命。
A dead person has no life.
他是冷的。
He is cold.
是僵的。
He is stiff.
是不会动的。
He cannot move.
哪里来火热呢？
How can there be warmth and fervent?
一个挂名的信徒啊。
Likewise, a Christian in name only.
一个没有真正重生的信徒啊。
A Christian who has never been born again.
和那些死掉的人是一样的。
It's no different from the dead.
属灵上是死的。
Because spiritually they're still dead.
所以他们没有行动。
They have no action.
没有火热。
They have no fervor.
我们亲爱的弟兄们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不火热是不是因为我们没有真正的重生过？
Perhaps our lack of fervor indicates that we have never been born again.
我们没有让神的爱真正让我们更新了。
We have not been renewed by the love of God.
没有真正领受到从基督耶稣来的生命。
We have not received the true life from Jesus Christ.
可能我们没有真正这个痛切的悔改。
Perhaps we have not thoroughly repented of our sins.
没有确实地来接受主耶稣基督为救主。
Nor have we truly accepted our Lord Jesus as Savior.
重生绝不是做一个挂名的信徒啊。
Spiritual rebirth is far from being just a Christian in name.
而是切实地接受耶稣基督为救主。
Spiritual rebirth means truly accepting Jesus as your Savior.
是真正的从神而生。
It means truly born of God.
再来，为什么我们不火热呢？
What is another cause for not being fervent?
没有被圣灵充满。
And the cause is not being filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的记号就是火。
A symbol of the Holy Spirit is fire.
使徒行传第二章，圣灵在五旬节降临的时候。
According to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples.
怎么描写呢？
What does the Bible describe?
有舌头如同火焰显现出来啊。
Tongues of fire appeared.
火是热的啦。
The fire is hot.
所以被圣灵充满的信徒啊，
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit
必定有火热的表现。
Will surely have actions of fervency.
凡真心信主而重生的人，
Those who truly believe in the Lord Jesus and have been reborn
必领受应许的圣灵住在他里面，
Have been given the promise of the Holy Spirit who will dwell in us.
但是有些人虽然他有了圣灵啊，
Some people do have the Holy Spirit,
却不肯完全顺服圣灵的带领。
But they do not submit to the Spirit's guidance.
不顺服圣灵的感动。
They do not submit the Spirit's movement.
反倒是时时扑灭圣灵的感动。
But they always quench the Spirit.
因此啊，在他里头的圣灵是担忧的。
they allow the Spirit to grieve within them.
啊, 这样的信徒, 虽然他有圣灵,
even though they have the Holy Spirit in them,
啊, 和从圣灵而来的火,
and the fire from the Holy Spirit.
但是那个火是微不足道的,
but this flame within them is so weak.
谁也感受不到他的热气,
nobody around them can feel the fervent.
这样的人要怎么办呢?
What must such people do?
加拉太书的5章16节说,
according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 16,
啊, 要顺服圣灵而行,
we need to walk by the Spirit.
啊, 提摩太后书的1章6节,
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says,
要与圣灵合作,
that we must work with the Spirit.
把心中的火重新眺望起来,
we need to stir up the flame of the Spirit.
以弗所书5章18节说,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 teaches us,
不要醉酒, 酒能使人放荡,
do not be drunk with wine, because wine leads to debauchery,
那要被圣灵充满,
but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊, 其实啊, 能醉人的不是酒而已啊,
not only wine alone can make you drunk,
酒不醉人, 人自醉啊,
because we can be indulged in drunkenness ourselves.
啊, 重要的是, 那个体贴肉体的心,
What it refers to is the heart of indulgence.
啊, 那个倾向于情欲的心啊,
the heart that is inclined to the sinful nature.
要靠着圣灵把他们致死,
we must put to death such sinful nature through the Holy Spirit.
唯有借由圣灵的充满,
we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们不热心有可能圣灵没有充满,
so our lack of fervor may be because of the lack of the Holy Spirit's power.
圣灵充满的人绝对是热心的人,
those who are full of the Holy Spirit are surely fervent.
再来, 为什么我们不热心啊?
What's another cause for lack of fervor?
亏欠爱心,
perhaps we lack love.
雅歌8章7节说,
the Song of Songs chapter 8 verse 7 tells us,
爱如火焰, 重水不能熄灭,
that love is like the fire, it cannot be quenched with many waters.
爱的实际啊,
the fervor of love is performed in action.
信徒啊, 怎么样才能有爱呢?
How can Christians have love?
保罗说啊, 耶稣基督的爱激励了我,
Paul says, I am compelled by the love of Christ.
所以我们要先被主的爱,
we must first of all be compelled by the love of Christ. Only then can we have love.
神就是爱,
God is love.
爱从神而来,
love is of God.
约翰一书的4章19节说,
1 John 4 verse 19,
我们爱因为神先爱我们,
we love because God has first loved us.
神爱的激励,
God's love has constrained us.
与我们的爱有关联啊,
and that is the cause of our love.
而我们的爱与我们火热的行动也有关联,
and our love must be manifest through our deeds.
将身体献上成为活祭是热心,
we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, and that is a sign of fervor.
也是爱心啊,
it is also a sign of love.
原因是神的慈悲劝勉,
by the mercy of God.
在此我们看见神的爱,
and so here we see the love of God.
看到我们的爱,
we see our love.
也看到我们因着爱有火热的行动,
and we see the fervent deeds that come out of love.
为主而活, 啊, 是热心,
living for the Lord is a form of fervor.
也是爱心啊,
it is also a form of love.
原因是因为基督的爱激励了我们,
this is because we have been compelled by the love of Christ.
再次也看到神的爱,
and thus God's love is demonstrated also.
也看到我们的爱,
and our love is shown.
也看到我们的热心,
and our fervor is manifest.
至于弟兄姐妹之间彼此相爱,
speaking of brotherly love,
喂养主的小羊,
we need to feed the lamb,
寻找迷路丧失的羊,
we need to seek the lost sheep.
这些都是热心, 也都是爱心,
all these are signs of fervor and love.
爱啊, 啊, 神感动我们的爱,
The love that God has compelled us to perform,
以及我们的爱,
and our own love,
啊, 这些跟热心都是不可以分开的,
all these are inseparable from fervor.
我们的热心没有一个时候可以说是足够的,
we can never say that our fervor is sufficient.
我们要经常记着要心里火热,
we must always remember to keep our spiritual fervor.
要追求更加火热,
We need to seek to increase in our fervor.
同样的，我们的爱心也没有一个时候说是足够的。
Likewise, we can never say that we already have enough love.
所以哥林多前书13章最后，有关爱的教训最后说，爱是永不止息啊。
That is why it is stated in 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails, it never ceases.
罗马书13章1节也说,
According to Romans 13 verse 1,
凡事都不可亏欠。
Do not be indebted in any way.
唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Except the debt of loving one another.
我们更要不断地住在主的爱中啊。
We must constantly live in God's love.
我们亲爱的弟兄们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们心里不够火热吗？
Is our fervor lacking?
请我们自己审查自己啊。
Maybe we should examine ourselves.
我们对主对人的爱心。
Let's examine our love towards others and towards the Lord.
是不是够的呢？
Is our love sufficient?
也许我们忘记了主的大爱。
Perhaps we have already forgotten God's great love.
我们有很多许久已经没有让主的爱来激励我们的心了。
When was the last time we were compelled by God's love?
我们如果从启示录那边来看教会的历史。
When we study church history based on Revelation,
启示录那边有七个教会。
We see that there were seven churches in the time of Revelation.
开始提到的是以弗所。
The first was Ephesus.
最后是老底嘉。
The last was Laodicea.
以弗所因为失落了起初的爱心。
The church in Ephesus had forsaken their first love.
老底嘉是不冷不热。
And the Laodicean church was lukewarm.
同样的道理。
By the same token,
一般的教会都是先把起初的爱心失落了。
Usually churches begin to backslide by forsaking their first love.
才会落到不冷不热的地步啊。And
eventually they become lukewarm.
所以要像启示录的2章5节所勉励的。So
we must heed the encouragement of Revelation 2:5.
要回想我们是从哪里坠落的。Remember
the height from which you have fallen.
再来，为什么我们不热心啊？
What's another cause of lack of fervor?
我们忽略读经。
We have neglected Bible reading.
前面我们说过圣灵好像火。
The Holy Spirit is fire.
我们也说过爱好像火。
And love is like fire.
圣灵与爱都能够使我们心里火热。
Both the Holy Spirit and love can revive our fervor.
除此之外啊,
In addition,
我们还要记得主的言语啊, 也像火,
Let's also remember that God's word is like fire.
也会叫我们心里火热,
it can also revive the fervor with us.
耶利米书的23章29节说,
Jeremiah 23 verse 29 says,
神说我的话岂不像火吗?
Is not my word like fire?
在以马忤斯的那两个门徒啊,
On the way to Emmaus,
他们说他和我们说话, 给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心岂不是火热吗？
The two disciples recall how Jesus had a conversation with them, saying, "Weren't our hearts burning with zeal when he explained the scriptures to us?"
主的言语是属灵的粮食啊。The
word of the Lord is our spiritual food.
万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当作食物吃了。As
the scripture says, "Lord Almighty, when I receive your word, I take it in as food."
你的言语是我心中的喜欢喜快乐。
Your word is the delight of my soul.
因我是称为你名下的人。
Because we are people under your name.
这是耶利米先知在耶利米书15章16节所说的话。
These were the words of Jeremiah in Jeremiah 15:16.
一个不注意粮食这个营养的人啊。
If a person does not neglect his nutrition,
他一定会患营养不良的毛病。
He will be malnutritious.
一个营养不良的人啊,
If a person who has little nutrition,
他整天病恹恹的,
will have all kinds of sicknesses.
什么事啊, 都提不起劲啊,
he cannot have any energy.
他又怎么能够心里火热的起来呢?
How can he be strong and active?
同样的道理啊,
By the same token,
一个不注意属灵粮食的人,
If we neglect to take in spiritual food,
必定啊, 在属灵方面啊, 营养不良。
We will surely lack nutrition spiritually.
属灵的体温会下降哦。
Our spiritual temperature will drop.
哈摩斯书的8章11节说,
Amos chapter 8 verse 11 tells us,
主说日子将到, 我必命饥荒降临在地上,
the days are coming, says the Lord, that when I will send famine throughout the land.
人饥饿并非无饼, 干渴并非无水, 乃因不听神的话。
Men will hunger not for lack of food, men will thirst not for lack of water, but for the lack of the word of the Lord.
在圣经里头啊,有两个人啊,都在异象当中吃了神的书卷。
Two times in scripture, two individuals ate the scroll of God.
旧约的以西结先知,
these were Ezekiel of the Old Testament,
新约的使徒约翰,
and the Apostle John in the Old New Testament.
他们都在异象当中, 吃了写满神言语的书卷啊。
In their vision, they both ate the scroll written with God's word.
他们吃的时候, 口中觉得甘甜如蜜啊。
When they ate the scroll, it tasted as sweet as honey.
但是到了肚子之后啊，觉得肚子发苦哦。
But it turned bitter when it reached the stomach.
读圣经就是这样子啊。That
is how it is when we read the Bible.
会让我们有好像吃蜜一般的甘甜啊。
When we taste it, it is as sweet as honey.
心中涌出喜乐的泉源。
And our hearts will overflow with joy.
一股火热的劲啊。 想要跟人家来分享啊,
and we will have the zeal to want to share gospel with others.
可是啊,读经之后,也会让我们啊,发苦啊。
However, after reading the scriptures, it may become bitter in our stomach.
为我们的罪发苦,
because we will be sorrowful over our sin.
为我们将来是不是能得救发苦,
we will grieve over our eternal life.
为福音还没有广传来发苦,
we will grieve, we will be concerned about the spreading of the gospel.
为那些还没有得救的灵魂发苦啊。
We will grieve over the lost souls.
这个时候你的心中一定如同火烧啊。
Then our hearts will be consumed with zeal.
又怎么会不冷不热呢?
How then can we be without fervor?
读经当然不是叫我们啊，好像啊，一般人所说的小和尚念经有口无心啊。
Of course, Bible reading is not just simple mechanical recitation.
有一个故事这么说,
story goes,
有个教会,他有个信徒是诗人。
There's a Christian in a particular church, and he was a poet also.
当他在读诗篇23篇的时候,
when he read Psalm 23,
主神是我的牧者,
the Lord is my shepherd.
用他这个诗人的技巧,
so he his poetic skills became lively.
高低起伏, 阴阳顿挫啊, 读得好美哦。
He started reciting the poem in a very poetic fashion.
信徒啊, 读完之后, 信徒都跟他鼓掌啊, 说, 哇, 读得好, 读得好。
And after he recited Psalm 23, the congregation gave him a standing ovation.
然后换他们老传道读了。
And then it was the turn of an old preacher to recite the same psalm.
沙哑的声音,
he had a sore throat.
剥落的门牙,
and he had some missing teeth.
有时候还夹杂着几声咳嗽的声音,
and he will cough every now and then.
读完之后,信徒没有鼓掌。
After he recited Psalm 23, the congregation did not applaud.
但却都流了眼泪,
but they were all in tears.
这个时候,这个诗人的弟兄就说了,
then the first brother who was a poet said,
我这跟传道不一样的地方啊,
this is the difference between me and this pastor.
因为我认识的是诗篇23篇的字面。
I know the words of Psalm 23.
所以我得到的是你们的掌声。
So I received your standing ovation.
但是这个传道人啊, 他认识的是诗篇23篇所说的这位牧者啊。
But this pastor knows the shepherd in Psalm 23.
所以他得到你们的心, 得到你们的眼泪。
That's why he has won your hearts and your tears.
今天我们在读圣经也是要这样子。
This tells us about how we should read the scripture.
我们要用心读。
We must read it with our heart.
用我们的灵来读。
We must read it with our soul.
要深入。
We must go into the depth.
不要肤浅。
Do not just scratch the surface.
再来,读圣经也不是三天捕鱼,五天晒网。
And reading the scripture is not like catching fish for 3 days and the next 5 days you let the net dry.
要能够持之以恒啊。
This means that we need to be persistent.
有个传道人去访问信徒啊。
preacher visited a member.
这个信徒啊很软弱啊很少来教会。
This church member was very weak and seldom attended church.
传道就问他,
so the preacher asked him.
那时候啊,他抱着一个小孩子在喂奶。
Oh, it's a her. And she was feeding a baby at the time.
传道就问他说,你有没有读圣经呢?
The preacher asked her, have you been reading the Bible?
他说有啊。
She said, yes, I have.
你怎么读呢?
How do you read the Bible?
想读就读啊。
I just read it whenever I feel like it.
传道就问他,
the preacher asked her,
这个小孩子好可爱哦。
Your baby is adorable.
你是不是想喂他奶再喂他呢?
Do you feed her, feed the baby whenever you feel like it?
心情好的时候多喂一点。
When she has strong, when the baby has stronger faith, feed her more.
心情不好的时候就不要喂他了。
When you don't feel like it, don't feed her.
说当然不可以这样啊。
The mother said, of course not.
这样会饿死啊。
I'll starve the baby.
这样会胀死啊。
Or I will starve the baby.
那传道就跟他说了。
Then the preacher said to her,
说读圣经也是这样子啊。
It's the same with reading the Bible.
要持之以恒。
We need to be persistent.
不能够啊，想读就多读一点，不想读就什么都不要读。
We cannot just read a lot when we feel like it and don't read at all. We don't feel like it.
灵命就会营养不良。
Then if we do that, we will have malnutrition spiritually.
就没办法火热咯。We
will not be able to have fervor.
为什么我们不火热?
What's another cause for lack of fervor?
有可能我们在读经的功夫上不够。Perhaps
we are not very serious in Bible reading.
再来, 为什么我们不火热呢?
Let's talk about another reason.
忽略祷告。
Neglect of prayer.
读经啊, 是听神的话。
Reading the Bible is listening to God's word.
祷告是向神说话。
Prayer is talking with God.
诗篇的138篇第三节说,
Psalm 138 verse 18 tells us,
这是大卫他祷告的时候说的。
The prayer of David.
大卫说他祷告的时候,神就鼓励他。
He was encouraged by God when he prayed.
使他心里有能力啊。
So that he would have strength.
呼求的日子, 神就应允他,
when he cried out to the Lord heard him,
就鼓励他,
and gave him strength,
使他心里有能力啊,
so that he would have strength in his heart.
他又说啊, 他祷告的时候,
in his prayer,
仇敌啊, 就转身退后了,
the enemy turned and fled,
他就得着神的帮助,
and he received God's help.
所以他在诗篇的56篇9节说啊,
in Psalm 56 verse 9,
说我呼求的日子,我的仇敌都要转身退后。
On the day when I cry out to you for help, my enemies will turn and flee.
神帮助我,这是我所知道的。
And by this, I will know that God is for me.
耶利米先知也说,
Jeremiah said,
在耶利米哀歌的3章57节,
in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 57,
说他祈祷的时候,神就临近他与他说话。
The Lord draws near to those who call upon him.
耶利米先知说,我求告你的日子,你临近我说,不要惧怕。
Yeah, on the day I call to you for help, you draw close to me and tell me not to be afraid.
我们想想看,若大卫不祷告,
if David did not pray,
他的心得不着鼓励啊,
his heart would not have been strengthened.
又得不着能力啊,
he would not have received God's help.
不要说啊,他的仇敌会转身退后啊,
his enemies would not flee.
我看退后的啊,转身的是他自己咯。Rather,
he himself would flee.
耶利米先知若不祷告,
if Jeremiah did not pray,
他必定与神疏远。He
would be far from God.
他听不见神对他所说的话。He
would not hear the words from God.
再来, 马拉基书的4章2节说啊,
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 tells us,
说神是公义的太阳,
that God is the Son of Justice.
太阳有光, 太阳有热,
the sun gives light and heat.
与神亲近的就如同亲近太阳一样。
Those who draw close to God are like drawing close to the sun.
在诗篇的19篇5到6节也说啊,
Psalm 19 verses 5 and 6 tell us,
说太阳如同新郎出洞房,
that the sun rises as if a groom leaves his room chamber.
又如同勇士欢然奔路啊,
and the sun moves about like the warrior.
他从天的这边出来,
it goes from one end of the sky,
到天的那边,
and goes to the other end.
没有一个东西啊, 被隐蔽啊,
and nothing is hidden from it.
不得他的热气的。
Nothing is hidden from its heat.
啊，也说到他的光线有医治的能力。
And the rays of the sun have healing power.
啊，我们啊，若冷淡了，岂不需要神的鼓励吗？
When we are weak and cold, shouldn't we need God's encouragement?
使我们的心里有力量吗？
So that we can be strengthened and renewed.
啊，岂不需要神的帮助吗？
Don't we need God's help?
叫我们自己不退后，叫我们仇敌退后。
So that we will not flee, but our enemies will flee.
我们岂不需要与神亲近吗？
Do we not need to draw close to God?
我们说话岂不需要有公义的太阳，它的热气来医治我们吗？
Don't we need the healing rays of the sun?
啊，凡是盼望、心里火热的人
，Those of us who yearn for a spiritual fervor,
应当啊时刻的跪下来祷告。
Let us constantly kneel in prayer.
必定得到火热的力量。
And we will surely receive fervor.
再来，什么原因让我们不能火热呢
？What's another cause for lack of fervor?
啊，停止聚会。
Lack of attending church service.
希伯来书的十章二十五节说：“不可停止聚会。”
Hebrews tells us, "Do not stop meeting together."
像那一些停止习惯的人一样。
As those who have done it out of habit.
这是圣灵的警告。
This is the warning of the Holy Spirit.
因为停止聚会会让我们冷淡。
If we stop attending service, we will become weak.
常常聚会会让我们心里火热。
But if we always attend church, we will have fervor.
小弟来到美国。
I came to the U.S.
啊，我看到我们很多爱主的弟兄姐妹。
I met many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
因为美国啊很忙碌啊。
Life is very busy here.
啊，记得在 Phoenix 与陈建宏传道啊这个同工的时候。
I worked with Preacher Chen in Phoenix.
啊，陈传道曾经用很有趣的形容啊。
He once used a very interesting illustration.
他说美国啊，在美国的啊这种工作的生活啊。
He described the lifestyle in the U.S.
好像被枪打到一样啊。
It is as if you have been shot by a gun.
每个人啊是很积极的。
Everyone is very active.
很忙碌的。
Everyone is busy.
不马虎，不偷懒的。
And you cannot afford to slack off.
哦，所以啊，大家都是精疲力尽的。
Everyone exerts all their energy.
啊，唯有啊，在周末的时候才有时间。
They only have time for themselves on weekends.
做啊一些自己的啊休闲活动。
To have some leisure.
啊，亲近神。
To come close to God.
啊，所以在美国的教会啊。
So in the churches in the U.S.
啊，平常晚上的聚会人数啊不会很多。
The attendance during evening services is quite not very high.
啊，其实小弟心里也想啊。
I've been thinking，
在台湾也是一样啊。
The same is true in Taiwan、
啊。没有分美国跟台湾呐、啊。
There's really no distinction here between Taiwan and U.S.
就好像啊，啊，爱主不分东南西北。
Just as there's no distinction between the east, west, south, or
侍奉啊，不分男女老少啊。
In serving God, it's regardless of your gender。
啊，绝对没有说啊，啊，台湾的鬼比较小，美国的鬼比较大。
There's no such thing as the demons in Taiwan are smaller than the demons in the U.S.
所以同样的，有没有心呢、啊、
？It's really a question of whether you have the heart for God.
有心啊，会找时间来聚会。
If you do, you will find time to come to church.
啊，没有心呢、啊，是借题啊，不来聚会的。
If you don't have time, you can find all sorts of excuses.
啊，曾经啊，有人讲过一个笑话。
There's a joke that goes.
他说啊，要让教会哦，啊，坐满很简单呐。
It's very easy to fill the pews in the chapel.
哈，啊，因为当时啊，在台湾哈、哦，流行那个六合彩大家乐哈、哦。
At that time, in Taiwan, there was this lottery going on.
啊，他说啊，只要啊，啊，有人说啊，传道会出名牌啊。
And some people believe that the preacher has some inside information.
哦，你看那个唱赞美诗第几首啊？那签那个号码就会中啊。
Just use the number when the preacher wrote down the hymns during service, and you will surely get the lottery.
那后来说，嘿，那个还不够啊。
And later, some people thought that was not good enough.
你还要注意听啊。
They said you have to pay attention.
要听啊，啊，传道说啊， 第几章第几节，那个号码，那个人可能会中哦。
You have to pay attention to the verses that the preacher quotes, and maybe you can win the lottery by using those numbers.
大家就开始做笔记了。
So people started taking notes during sermon.
那个还不够哦。
And some people went even further.
如果传道讲道的内容要注意听哦。
You must pay attention to the preacher's message, they say.
五饼二鱼代表一二哈。
Five loaves and the two fishes can, may tell you that you should write down two, five and two.
十二使徒啊，代表一二哈。
And 12 disciples means one and two.
大家开始录音了。
So people started recording the sermon.
开始借录音带回去研究了。
And they borrow the tapes, sermon tapes, and go home to analyze the sermons.
哪会不注意听啊？
So everybody pay attention.
哪会坐不满啊？
And the church was filled. And if people do that, they have to have service in auditoriums.
我们想想看啊, 主耶稣要给我们的难道, 啊, 不比那一些奖金, 啊, 来得多吗?
Let's think about this. Doesn't the Lord want to give us much more than we can win from a lottery?
他给我们生命之道, 给我们永生啊,
He has given us the word of life and eternal life.
啊, 却比不上那些奖金的诱人, 哦,
but it's not as attractive as lottery.
这是个笑话,
oh, this is just a joke, but it is something for us to ponder.
有一个信徒,
a believer had been slacking off in attending church. And the preachers visited him.
他正好,
And he happened to be building some fire in the backyard.
他看到传道来也爱理不理的啦。
When he saw the preacher, he was very indifferent.
啊，想说这个家伙又要来说教了哈。
He figured this preacher is going to come and lecture him.
传道啊，看他不讲话，传道也不讲话。
Well, the preacher saw that he was quiet, so the preacher didn't say anything too.
啊，就从旁边呢，拿起了那个夹木夹这个木炭的这个火夹，就从炉子里面夹出一块木炭哈。 放在炉子外面
And the preacher took a piece of wood out of the fire and put it aside
两个人就瞪着那块木炭在看
And both of them looked at the piece of coal that was left aside
那个木炭刚夹出来是红通通的
When the coal was just picked out, it was red
那因为放在炉外面啊, 就渐渐冷掉了
But when it was taken out of the fire, it gradually cooled down.
火熄了，热退了。
The fire quenched.
变成一块冷炭。
And it became a cold piece of coal.
这个传道人就把那个炭拿起来，就往外面一丢。
And this preacher took up this cold piece of coal and threw it away.
然后就跟他道平安回家。
And the preacher just said goodbye and went home.
结果隔天啊，那个信徒就来聚会了。
The next day, this church member showed up at church.
啊，他说传道，我知道你的意思。
He said, "Preacher, I know what you meant."
啊，因为啊，我们每个人都像一块炭一样。
All of us are like pieces of coal.
教会就好像一个火炉一样。
And the church is like a fireplace.
我们每个人的热心啊，能够彼此感染。
The fervor among us is contagious.
那如果离开教会。
But if we are far from church,
好，我们会受到周遭的这个冷空气的影响。
We will be cooled by the cold air around us.
就好像周遭充满着不幸，充满着灰心的环境。
Because we're always surrounded by misfortunes and trouble.
会让我们心中的火热，对神的热心越来越冷淡。
Our fervor towards God will gradually grow cold.
最后就成为一块冷炭，没有用，被丢掉了。
In the end, we will become a useless piece of coal thrown away.
信徒觉悟了。
And this member came to this realization.
知道停止聚会的危险。
He knew the danger of stopping from attending church.
如同一块火热的炭变成冷炭一样。
Because he could end up being a cold piece of coal.
此外啊，神要的聚会啊，当然不是啊。
Of course, attending church does not mean that you just show up and your heart is somewhere else.
神是鉴察人心的神。
God examines our hearts.
我们是用心灵跟诚实来敬拜侍奉他的。
We must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
台湾曾经有一个见证啊。
There's a story in the church.
有人啊在祷告意象当中看到天使来点名了。
A person saw angels coming to take role during the service.
然后看到天使点名的啊，这个点名册上。 有画叉叉，有画三角形，有画圆圈的。
On the attendance record, this member noticed that the angel marked down either a check across a circle or a triangle.
什么是画叉叉的呢？
What does the cross indicate?
没有到的啦。
Those who did not show up.
什么是画圆圈的呢？
Who got circles?
人到心也到的。
Those who were here and their hearts were here.
什么是画三角形的？
What about the triangle?
就是那个人到但是心没到的。
Those who were here physically but their hearts were not there.
曾经有人这么说啊。
Some people say.
说我们有些信徒是带东西来教会的。
Some believers bring stuff to church.
带东西来听道理的啦。
They bring stuff to come to sermons.
带什么呢？
What do they bring?
有的带棉被。
Some bring their comforter.
来睡觉的。
Meaning they come to sleep.
从传道开始讲，他都开始钓鱼。
When the preacher begins his sermon, he begins to doze off.
然后后来就潜水了。
And he
就趴下去了。
He falls forward.
有个笑话是吧？ 等到传道说唱诗，
A joke says that when the preacher says, let us rise and sing.
以前台湾没有我们这个台湾的会堂没有地毯。
Back in those days in Taiwan, the churches did not have hard carpets.
他们的是这个椅子下做这个跪垫可以拉出来的。
So under the pews, you can move the kneeling pad.
那更早以前连那个也没有啊。
Even from the very early days, there wasn't even a kneeling pad.
是那种小榻榻米一块一块的。
They have to bring their mattress for kneeling.
让柜子祷告的。
They will use that kind of pad for kneeling.
在睡觉的信徒听到传道说唱诗，结果没有拿赞美诗，拿跪垫子来。
So those who were sleeping during service, when they heard let's rise and sing, they would take up the kneeling pad to sing.
那有些人带什么来听到啊？
What do some people bring to church?
带电子计算机来的啦。They
bring their calculators.
来打分数的。To
take down the points.
这个领会者给他几个灯，一个灯，两个灯，三个灯，好，给他几分。
They'll calculate and see how many points this speaker has earned.
那个人给他几个灯。
And they will compare notes.
是来打分数的。
And so they judge the speakers.
这个传道比较会讲，那个传道比较不会讲。
This speaker is better than the other one.
是带计算机来的。
They come with calculators.
还有人是带什么来？带棒球棒来的。
Some come with baseball bats.
把传道讲的道理，把它看成好像投出的变化球一样。
They see the sermon as a curveball that comes from the preacher.
这一球不是讲给我的吧？
This is not for me, and they swing.
是给谁听的啦？
This is for someone else.
这一球是给谁听的啦？
And this message is for someone else.
这道理都讲给别人听，都不是讲我。
So all these sermons are for other people, not for me.
还有人是带什么来的？
Some people bring other stuff.
带墨镜来的啦？
They come with sunglasses.
看去都是黑黑的。
They see everything as
dark. 有色的眼光啊。
They come with an eye with a different motive.
大家都在讲我，不知道在讲我什么。
They feel that people are talking about them.
传道又在讲我了。
They think that the preacher is talking about them.
那个长子在那边讲话，又在讲我。
When they hear the minister speaking, they said they are talking about me again.
所以我们是带什么来教会的？
What do we bring with us when we come to church?
我们带什么来听道？
What do we bring with us when we listen to the word?
小弟希望说你们是带着笔记本，还有带着你们的心来。
I hope that you come with your notebooks and your hearts.
神要的是这样的聚会。
This is the kind of worship God desires.
不是要那个形式上的聚会。
God does not want formality.
如果光有形式上的聚会的话，
If a service becomes routine,
为什么会有传道人软弱呢？
Why is it that some preachers become weak?
为什么又有传道人冷淡呢？
Why is it that even preachers can become cold?
他不是每天都要聚会吗？
Aren't preachers always attending service?
神要的是心，而不是形式。
This tells us that God does not look for formality, but for the heart.
那我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
好, 我们有多久没聚会了?
How long have we stopped attending church service?
聚会是所有的弟兄姐妹一起读经祷告。
During church service, we all pray and read the Bible together.
啊, 共同与主交通, 彼此互相勉励。
We have communion with the Lord and we encourage one another together.
在交通的时候,
during our fellowship,
我心中的火加上你心中的火,
your fervor will be added to mine.
加上从神而来的爱的火,
and it will be built upon the fervor and the love of God.
我们的火会越来越旺。
So this fire will thrive.
我们将要热上加热。
We will have fervor upon fervor.
怎么会不热心?
How can we not be fervent then?
再来, 为什么我们不热心啊?
What's another cause for not being fervent?
停止做工啊。
Not doing God's work.
约翰福音的4章34节说,
John 4:34 tells us,
主耶稣说, 我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
Jesus said, My food is to do the will of him who sent me,
啊, 做成他的工啊,
and to accomplish his work.
在天气冷的时候,
on cold days,
啊, 我们要活动活动身体才会得到温暖。
We need to move about to keep our bodies warm.
停止不动不代表安静。
Staying still does not mean that you are quiet.
有可能是已经死掉了。
It may be a sign that you have no more life.
死人不会动的。
Dead people don't move.
因为没有生命在他里头了。
This is because there's no life in them.
死人不会热心了。
Dead people cannot be fervent.
因为他已经没有体温了。
Because they have no more body temperature.
所以我们要, 啊, 不可停止做工。
Let us never fail to do God's work.
啊, 让我们啊, 这个属灵的体温上升啊,
Let our spiritual body temperature go up.
效法耶稣啊, 以做工, 成为我们属灵的粮食。
Let us imitate Jesus and make working for God as our food.
啊, 所以从以上, 我们可以找出啊, 到底我们不热心的原因在哪里?
So in this message, I've shared with you the possible causes of lack of fervor.
求主耶稣来帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus help us.
啊, 让我们啊, 能够发起热心, 如火眺望。
Let all of us keep our spiritual fervor and be revived spiritually.
我们早上, 啊, 就简单勉励到这边。
This concludes our message.